It's Cinco de Mayo and also time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hey, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
All right. What's last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. I said, think of a familiar three-word phrase with and in the middle, blank and blank. Move the first letter of the third word to the start of the first word, and you'll form two means of transportation. What are they? And the phrase is arts and crafts. Make that change, and you get carts and rafts.
We received over 600 correct responses, and our winner this week is Philip Rosen of El Paso, Texas. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right. I hear that you are new to the puzzle, which always makes my heart beat faster. It's so nice to have new people come to the puzzle.
Relatively new, yeah. I've been doing it regularly for about a year and a half, 2 years.
And I hear that you're finishing up active duty now from the Army.
I am. I'm currently stationed in El Paso, Texas, and I've been on active duty for 11 years and currently in the process of transitioning to civilian life.
All right. What's next for you?
My family and I are going to be moving to the West Coast.
Nice. All right. Well, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
He says hesitantly.
Yeah. I know. That sounded a little bit like there was a bit of a breath there. All right. Will, take it away.
All right. Philip, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase or name with the initials SF. For example, if I said eating utensil to the left of the dinner plate, you would say salad fork. So here's number one. Genre for H.G. Wells or Ray Bradbury?
Science fiction.
That's right. Number two, place to order a milkshake. Sort of an old-fashioned place.
Soda fountain.
That's it. Up till now.
So far.
Uh-huh. Green berets, for example.
Special forces. Better know that one.
Good. Largest city in South Dakota.
Sioux Falls.
Nice. 12 inches by 12 inches.
Square foot.
Uh-huh. Light precipitation in the winter.
Snowfall?
Yeah. And what if it's lighter than a heavy...
Snow flurries.
Snow flurries, that's it. A French expression for the ability to act appropriately in social situations.
Oh. I'm not familiar with any French expressions.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I'll just tell you, it's savoir-faire.
Yeah.
Well, all right, try this one.
Now I know a new expression.
Now you know. Method of people walking one after another.
Single file.
That's it. Founder of psychoanalysis.
Sigmund Freud.
Uh-huh. Traditional Southern African-American cuisine.
Soul food.
Good. Deep hit in baseball that's caught, but that allows a base runner to tag up and score.
Sacrifice fly.
Good. Disparaging term for the U.S. purchase of Alaska.
Seward's folly.
Nice. Emoji that expresses happiness.
Smiley face.
Good. And your last one. Feeling around this time of year of restlessness and excitement. And first of all, what season are we in?
Spring. Spring uh-huh. fling?
And what's that? And what's that feeling when you just, you're restless and you're excited, you have spring?
Fever.
Spring fever is it. Good job.
You did great. How do you feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you're a natural. You should feel pretty good. We're playing our puzzle today. You'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Philip, which member station do you listen to?
So for the last 5 years, it's been KTEP, but it will soon will be KOPB.
I like that you've looked into the future and you already know what your member station will be. Philip Rosen of El Paso, Texas, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Will, tell us next week's challenge.
Yes, it comes from listener Eric Berg of San Francisco. Name a popular movie of 2018. Add an R. You can rearrange the result to get three different titles for people. What are they? So again, a popular movie of last year, add an R, you can rearrange the result to get three different titles for people. What are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.